Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Welcome back from your little vacay. You went to Pittsburgh, right?
I went to Pittsburgh, and I went to Johnstown, which is south of Pittsburgh. That's where my in-laws live, and that's where they're retired. And then I visited them for a couple of days. And a couple of things that I just think are still so great about small towns, even though that used to be quite the steel town. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a rust belt now. But they still have some of those old places that you can go for a great breakfast.
Yeah, you could sit down in like a little small nook on a chair with a cobblestone street.
That's exactly.
Like that.
It's just, it's like, it's
get some eggs.
They took us to a place called Valley Dairy. It's been around for a long time. I had the best hash browns I've ever had in my life. I ate rogue. There was like, I ate all carb. Have some more carbs. I just did that during. I'd be very fat if I lived in the States.
There's no kale smoothie in that place.
No, not a one. Kale, what is that? That's there's no such thing. But I found out from my husband something that was really kind of different for me. And he was watching the basketball playoffs, which was great. And I wake up the next morning, I roll over to look at him, and I go, "What's in your ears?" And he has earplugs because apparently I snore.
Ah!
And he was hiding that from me.
So he puts in earplugs?
If he comes to bed, no. If he doesn't come to bed with me,
yeah,
and that's not a problem.
Okay.
If he comes to bed after me I'm snoring, he puts earplugs in. I said, "Oh my gosh,
Marilyn,
that's funny."
No shame, no shame. Yeah. Listen, I'm here to represent for the snoring nation. Yeah. I'm with you in this fight.
Are you
okay? Listen, I snore too, and I will tell you, listening. You probably snore and you don't think you do. You know how many people snore and they think they don't snore, but they really do?
Yeah.
So stop shaming those who own their snoring. Yeah. I own it.
Not me. I don't snore.
You think you don't.
I don't.
But you have no idea.
I refuse to hear otherwise.
See, only guys were brought up. Only guys snore.
Yeah. And that's what people think.
Yeah. I go, "What's in your ears?" He goes, "Earplugs." I go, "What's in your ears?" Earplugs. And I thought, why? And then I thought, you know, when he snores, which he does, I just kind of time the snore while he's snoring. If I wake up and I go, then, you know, that little...
Yes.
And then they stop snoring. That's what I wait for. I just have fun with it. But he apparently can't take it.
Oh.
Anyway, the marriage is still very solid.
Great. I mean, at least he's just dealing with it and not blaming
you. Yeah, but this is something new. This was a reveal for me. I went, wow.
It's one of those things you can't plan when you really get together with somebody. You know, oh, they're wonderful. They're beautiful. They treat me well.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like going to bed with them? And I don't mean like that. I mean, actually, when you go to bed.
The other stuff.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. You know, I get kicked all night in my sleep. And I didn't plan for that. I didn't know she'd do that.
Yeah.
She's like a little
kicker.
She's like a baby deer in the bed. Like, I'm just like, what are you doing?
She's got the Jimmy legs.
Yeah.
Classic Jimmy legs.
And I look over and I'm just like, do you hate me? Or, you just kick in your sleep.
She just does.
But you can't plan for that.
No, you can't plan for that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not enough.
Something's got to be wrong with Kyle. What's wrong with him?
No. Nothing.
Okay, fine.
I'm sorry. He sleeps perfectly.
Really?
I wish I could say otherwise, but yeah.
What would he say about you?
I toss and turn a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he does do something, but he only does it when he's drinking.
Yeah.
So if he gets drunk and goes out, he wakes me up multiple times.
Because he wants a little...
I honestly think it starts there in his brain, but he's completely asleep. And he'll wake me up, he'll pop up on one elbow and poke me awake and then have a full conversation in complete gibberish.
Why do people know it's okay?
It makes absolutely no sense.
Kyle, you're drunk.
Yeah. And now it's to the point where it happens so many times. And, you know, if he's out during the week, because I don't go out on a school night because of our hours, I go to sleep and he has woken me up as many times as 3 times a night, and I now I'm like, nuh-uh. If you have more than 3 drinks, you are in the guest room, mister, because I can't deal with it.
I'm telling
you, it's one of those things you can't really plan for when you're in a relationship with somebody. Everyone sleeps a little differently.
Right.
Everyone does these things, but no one ever wants to admit that they do them.
I can go first if you want.
Okay, Marilyn.
I eat over the sink. I can't help it. I eat over the sink. I just don't have time to put it on a plate. It's over.
I like that you said that.
Yeah. I just don't have time.
I like that you said that. So you'll take the food out of the fridge, heat it up, and before you even get to your dinner table, you're just eating.
Yeah, just eating.
Yeah, that's good.
Starving.
You're not the only person, of course. And I love a good hungry person. I think it's endearing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Things everyone does, but no one admits. Of course, we all watch cartoons after a scary movie because we don't want to get those nightmares. You got to do something to
taper
it down. You got to
cleanse your palate.
You got to taper it down a little bit. No?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
I saw, I don't know why they were playing this. I was at a barbershop. If you ever go to any barbershops in the hood, sometimes they'll have like a TV on and watch music videos or whatever. And for some reason, these dudes had on Saw, the movie.
Saw? No.
While everyone's getting their haircuts. I was like, oh, I've never seen Saw before, whatever. And I'm watching, I'm like, what the? What is this? This is awful. I'll tell you, after I got my cut, I had to go into my car and put on like Barry Manilow or something just to take it down a minute.
And
I
was like, will our eyes
I put on like
reach.
Frank Sinatra. I was like, this is awful.
That's awful.
Yeah, so yes, we all have to watch something a little light after we watch scary movies.
Strike a balance, that's right.
Things everyone does, but no one wants to admit. Don't you fake laugh when you have no idea what the person just said over there?
Tom, I call it the charity chuckle.
That's right.
Like you don't even hear what they said.
Yeah,
but you just gotta go.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll ask them to repeat it, and they say it again, and they're laughing, and you just have to laugh at that point.
You just don't get it, so you just go along with the program.
And it sounds different than your regular laugh. And sometimes when I do it, it sounds really weird to me, and it like echoes in my head after I've done it.
You're not authentic.
Yeah.
To this humor,
fake laughter.
This is, fake laughter. Yeah.
So. You ever go to pay for something and you start panicking to find change because you don't want to hold up the people behind you?
Every time.
Everyone does that. No one will admit it. Like, they're like, fumbling through their pocket for the change.
That's why I like that little, you know, under 100 bucks with a credit card. Tap it. That way there's no math involved.
Also, can I put out a public service announcement to cashiers everywhere? Put the change in my hand first and then the bill.
Oh, good idea. Oh, so the change isn't sliding around on the bill?
The change slides around. They put the $10 bill on, then they plop a bunch of quarters. It slides around. They hand you the receipt, which nobody's keeping. No one's keeping the receipt.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's tax time. I just did all my taxes. Yeah. All right.
Does anybody ever act like you really are going to buy the thing that you just got a free sample from? You eat the sample. And then after you've done it, you're like, oh, that's really good. You have no intention of buying that. Let's be real.
Yeah.
No one does that.
Especially when they hand it out to you on the street.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want that. I don't want that. No, you could. How about this one? When they hand you out a sample, they go, you know, you could use some moisturizer. You know, you could use a better attitude.
Do you feel insulted?
Yeah, I was insulted.
Yeah. Sample hack is saying you don't like it, so then you don't feel compelled, even if you do.
But here's the thing. No one ever says to the sample person that they don't like it.
Yeah.
You fly by, you get a little thing of the taco, and you're like, oh, wow, that's really good. And then you're like, where is that? I've even done that. I go, where is that? What aisle is that in? Oh, it's aisle 9. Thank you.
Sometimes it's freeing just to go, nah, it's not for me. Keep going.
But you're nice. Jamar's going, let me go get that. And they go, look, job well done. You are cold.
I'm like,
cows.
No, I'm not going to buy this.
And the last thing that everybody does that no one will ever admit it, we all make that same face when you're walking by somebody that you know but not really well enough to say hello.
Yeah.
You just kind of make that face like, It's like a grimace face. It's like,
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
Why don't we just stop and say, hey, I think I know you. What's your name again?
You look familiar to me.
We'd never do that.
Yeah.
Why are we afraid to admit that we're just not sure who the person is?
Okay. Now, do you get this? Well, we met years ago and I go, well, that's great. Remind me.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember people that I met.
No one ever says that, Marilyn. Do you say that now?
No, people say that to me.
Yeah.
Like they'll say, hey, you met me, Jamar, you met me years ago. So my comeback is, that's awesome. Can you remind me where that was? Because that's, I'd like to have a little, an attempt to
that's
find
perfect.
Out.
That's like perfect response.
I'm so unauthentic. I always say, oh, wow, how you been? It's so generic. How you been? Yeah. I mean, it's a real question.
I'll try that with you sometime this week and see how you feel about
it. Yeah, I know. I'll try to change that up a little
bit. Don't you remember me,
Jamar? Hey, how you been? Try to figure out where I stand on that one.
That's a good get out of jail.
Sam Smith and Damani dancing with a stranger. Is that a hidden talent? I dance with strangers. No? Okay. How about spending money? Is that a hidden talent? Someone from Hamilton, Texas said they do that really well. No, we can all do that. Actually, let's try it this weekend.
It's when you hide it from your partner. That's the hidden talent.
That's the talent.
Yeah, that's
you're right about
that. Is that something new you bring? No, I've had it for years.
No, this whole thing? Nah.
Yeah.
No. Hey, Stacy's on the line. Stacy, you want to just put this talent on display for the whole planet to hear?
Hi.
Hey, Stacey.
What you got, Stace?
Well, I can do a turkey call.
What?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Oh.
You know why I'm laughing? Because it was so detailed. Like, if there was any syllables or any syntax to turkey grammar, I heard it. It just kind of trailed off.
Guys, so let's listen to this. This is an actual turkey call, and then let's compare it. Okay,
okay, let's do that. Okay, Stacey, have a conversation with that turkey.
Okay.
Well done.
Identical. Fantastic.
Thank you for letting us.
If we're ever hunting or trying to woo a turkey, we'll call you first.
Everybody wants me to come hunting with them. Yeah. It's a hit at parties.
Okay, let me ask you this. Near Thanksgiving, when you're near the turkey section at the grocery store, you kind of let out a gobble.
Every time I do it every Thanksgiving.
You should hide. You should hide near where the turkeys are, and people will just go to touch them and freak out.
So,
when did you figure this out of curiosity?
Well, my spouse is a hunter, and so is my son, and then he has this turkey gobbler, and it's an actual gobbler, and I looked at him, I go, I can do that, and I did it, and he's like, oh my gosh, he goes, that's really good, I don't need this.
I'm returning this. Okay.
Wow.
Hey, give the Duck Dynasty guys a call, tell them to reboot with turkey.
Absolutely.
You'll be a star. Thank you so much, Stacey, love you, yeah?
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Oh, listen, everybody has a little hidden talent, there's something they can
sure
do.
They do. Yes.
I do want to remind you what's going on until May 10th, Cam H is asking people in Toronto to step in the spotlight and show these hidden talents.
Yeah.
You can go to One Brave Night. .ca and register as an individual and just show your hidden talent. Yeah. Step on stage and do it.
Yeah, you do it yourself, you do it as a team. It's all to raise funds to support mental health.
Fair. We'll even take the turkey call.
The turkey call would
on
be
stage.
Hysterical. I think that's a winner.
OneBraveNight.ca to put your turkey call or your hidden talent on display.
That's Friday, May 10th, and we want you to share your talent. OneBraveNight.ca. There you go.
E-Talk Entertainment Update, Lainey in the house. What's up, Lainey?
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, this is the week where, I guess, the comeuppance is being delivered in the college admissions scandal, right? We heard yesterday about Felicity Huffman pleading guilty. We still don't know if she'll serve any jail time, but if she does, it's going to be under a year, we expect, if she does. Mm-hmm. But then there's Lori Loughlin. So Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo, were hearing that they didn't want to take a plea and that they didn't think that the worst case scenario would come to them. And when they didn't take the plea, the rumor is that the authorities were like, oh, yeah? Well, here's some more charges. Charged for conspiracy to commit money laundering.
If I can turn back time.
And so that comes with like 20 years.
Man.
I know.
So now they're trying to figure it out. They were indicted yesterday, and they're trying to figure out. But like, if you had taken the plea early, a lot of experts are saying you may have gotten like a couple years at the most, maybe. But now, when you're playing hardball or you're being cute with the authorities and they already have what they have on you, now they're going to dig in their heels. I mean, we hear this how this goes, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So it remains to be seen whether or not that will change their approach to this situation.
I'm going to throw you just a left curve for just a moment. William H. Macy, huh? Nothing involved. He was never involved in any of this. Felicity Huffman's husband.
They didn't have the evidence. I mean, they knew he was involved, but they didn't have the evidence. Like the phone calls and the emails applied to the second child.
Yes.
But the thing is, Felicity and William decided not to move forward with the scam with the second child.
Gotcha.
So no crime was actually committed. Therefore, you couldn't charge him with anything. Does
thanks
that make sense?
Yeah, thanks for that clarity because I couldn't figure it out.
It's semantics, but...
Are we close to a royal baby announcement?
Look, it's going to be this month. I don't think it's going to be today.
Okay.
We were always hearing the end of the month. But, you know, she's ready. It depends on how much she wants to overcook the baby, right? She could go... If it's on time, then it's going to be the end of the month. If it's, a lot of women, and they use that expression with me, my friends, saying overcook. If you go 2 weeks late, you're overcooked, right?
Hard-boiled or over-easy.
You never know. Could go into May. Do I think it's going to happen this week? I don't think so. They just moved in last Friday to their new home. And Megan is a very organized person. I don't think that she's like moving in with 4 days before, you know, giving birth.
True.
But there's all kinds of speculation. Like some of her friends have been in London, like the man who played her father on Suits, Wendell Pierce. He tweeted that he was in London and he tweeted he was really happy for Megan, getting people all excited. She's not going to see him while he's in London. Telling you that right now.
Okay. Have you feeling about a little boy, a little girl? Any thoughts on that?
I'm feeling boy.
Okay.
But Serena Williams was giving an interview and she used the pronoun she, referring to Megan's baby. So a lot of people were like, is the girl? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
It's exciting.
Right? Yeah.
All right, Lainey, thank you so much. We'll see you tonight on E Talk, 7 o'clock on CTV.
We have for you a $300 eBay gift card. You can get a lot of stuff on eBay for $300.
You can get musical instruments and collectibles.
Yeah, absolutely. All those things. So heads up, this is how we're going to play. Caitlin's going to hold up a word, and Marilyn's going to freak out. No, that's not how you play. Marilyn's
I think I've won all of these so far.
I think you have two, but you always freak out when we have to play.
I do, because my colon gets upset. Anyway.
Wow.
All right.
Let's put Marilyn's colon at ease and say all you have to do is give your teammate clues to help them guess the word. You have 30 seconds to do so. Then my teammate and I will have a shot at it. Now, all these words are things that you can actually buy on eBay, by the way.
Okay, great. Right. Linda, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Maria, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. We're going to let our team, Linda and Marilyn, go first.
All right. So I give the clues and you have to guess. Read my mind. Get into my world, Linda. Get into my sphere.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. 30 seconds begins now. Directions in a car. I need my
compass.
Kind of. There's three initials. Oh, go to the next one. I'm wearing them in my ears right now. Oh,
earrings.
That's right. Can't use that. They're denim. They're called
jeans.
Good. We only have around my wrist. I wear a couple of
bracelets.
Yeah. I wear this around my neck because I want to keep warm.
Scarf.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. The word it was GPS.
Oh, geez.
I love compass.
Compass was great.
Compass
though.
Was good.
Couple years ago.
You know, that's why I said initials, but good on you, sister. How many?
Four.
Come on. Four. Beat that. Okay,
we have to
Maria?
Take away, I think, did we take away earrings?
Yes, yeah, you have to.
You have to take away earrings?
Yeah, she said
just
ear.
Three. Oh,
said
ear. No. I said ear. Then it's only three.
Oh,
three.
Dear
Linda.
You can't use the word in the description.
You're right on. Right on.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We got caught up
me.
On GPS. Okay, may you have a tougher time than us.
All right, Maria?
Well, that's not very nice.
I know it's not, but I'm competitive.
It is what it is. All right, Maria. Let's lock and load, shall we?
Let's focus,
Maria.
Your 30 seconds starts now.
Put it around your eyes, black stuff. Part of makeup routine.
Mascara.
Bang. Open up my blank to type and do work.
Computer.
What type?
A laptop.
Uh-huh. We are on the...
telephone.
No.
Radio.
Yeah. I put meat and ice cubes in the
freezer.
Ah, I want to play this.
Hey, you got four.
You just squeaked by with four.
Yay!
You go, boy.
Thank you. You go, girl. You did it better.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
See what I mean? Like
we had to get Marilyn back.
Yeah, navigate and GPS. Computer and laptop. There's getting tougher, but these are the things you can buy on eBay.
All of them you can buy on eBay. And with you, Maria, you'll have a nice time on eBay.ca. You got a $300 eBay gift card.
Nice.
Awesome.
Everybody else, you can find items under $10, smartphones, laptops, collectibles, handbags, all at eBay.ca.
I am so proud of you saying part of your makeup routine, mascara. Good on
Trust
you, Jamar.
Trust me, I had to dig deep for that one. I was like, okay.
Thanks
came
for
out
playing, Linda and Maria. Congratulations, Maria.
Thank you.
Did you have cereal for breakfast this morning? If you did, most likely you had your cereal with milk or some type of milk substitute, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, or yeah, like rice milk, almond milk.
Exactly. That's usually the standard. Now, yesterday, at some point in the morning, it started trending that people, one person in particular on social media said that cereal actually tastes better with water. Now, I don't know if I would ever try that. And when I spoke to Caitlin Green about it, she's like, oh, yeah, I'll try it. I'm like, what? The thought of that just, I don't know why, but the thought of it disgusts me.
I'm not saying I'm going to enjoy it or that I'm going to finish it, but I would try it.
Isn't that what we call skim milk?
Yes, it is what we call skim milk.
Yeah, but it's just something I don't know. There's something about cereal that just calls for water. And Tom called me out the other day because he saw me eating cereal dry. And I was like, there's nothing nasty about that. It's just cereal without the milk. But cereal with water sounds really, really bad to me. I don't know why anyone would ever try this.
Going to find out.
Yeah, I guess we are. Are we going to do this IG Live or what? IG Live? Okay. If you have Instagram, you should just get on Instagram right now, at Chum1045. Follow us and then watch it live. Caitlin Green, for some reason, has agreed to try cereal with water.
So cornflakes in a little cup.
Are you going to let them go, like get them a little soggy?
Yep, and pushing them into the water.
In water.
Okay.
Oh, Caitlin.
All right. It's going to be fine.
Okay, here goes.
Oh.
Do you taste no. This is not going well.
Look at her face.
But you're not tasting the true corn flakiness?
It's awful.
It's terrible, right?
So why are people doing this?
I don't know why they're doing it. And somebody said yesterday in a video, that's like, oh, cereal actually tastes better.
They were like, it allows you to taste the cereal more. It's just weird. It's so weird.
Are they trying to save on calories?
This isn't...
I don't even...
There's so little joy in this world. Put the milk on the cereal.
You couldn't be more correct, ma'am.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh.
Come on.
Take everything from
me. It's weird in here in my mouth right now. It's like this weird watery aftertaste.
It's weird in here.
I just don't.
It's like you rinsed the bowl and then ate out of the bowl with the leftover.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I'm being punished. You know what I mean? I feel like this is like
no
I've
milk
done
for you,
wrong.
Young lady.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like I'm in jail. They're like,
I've been here for a
what?
Short time, and if there's anything I've learned is that people trust your opinion, Caitlin Green.
Well,
trust the opinion of Caitlin. Do not eat cereal with water.
This is total
now,
crap.
The only exception I will make is that when you're making like cream of wheat or something like that or oats, I use water on that.
Yeah.
But that's a different kind of thing.
You're mixing
I'm with you with dry cereal.
I'll tell you something. I don't even use water with that stuff, with like hot cereals. I'm milk all the way or some kind of milk type of substitute. You just need that thing. I don't know what it is. You just need that.
The coating. The something.
Yeah, you just need the coating to coat the grains or whatever.
Have you ever gone to make Kraft dinner and realized that you're out of milk or you only have a little tiny bit left?
I don't really make that
and
stuff.
And you get to the stage where you've already boiled the pasta and then you go to grab your milk and there's nothing left.
And what do you do?
And I have some friends who are like, oh, just add water. I'm like, nope, the whole pot's getting thrown in the garbage.
Gone.
And I am walking to the street.
Just add some more ketchup. What's wrong with you?
Mm-mm. See, I should have known better. Don't trust this. Don't trust this. You know what? This started on Reddit, and I think that Reddit creates a lot of bad challenges for us.
I think so. I think they're just doing this to troll us.
Yeah.
Okay. Caitlin has spoken. No cereal with water. Just eat it dry. It's much better.
I like it dry too. My dad said, if you eat dry oats, you'll get hair on your chest. He was right.
Really? Maybe I'll try that.
Throw hair on your chest.
My chest is so bare. I'll try that.
That's all right.
I've been trying for years.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
National Siblings Day is trending. It's a day to appreciate and celebrate your siblings, where everyone shares these amazing photos on social media of, you know, family vacations at Disney World with their brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Barbecues.
If it's all good.
And Halloween. And
when it's not good, forget it.
And then cut away to me scrolling through Instagram today as an only child.
Oh, no, Caitlin. I forgot. Do you want a brother? I'll be your brother.
No, I'll give you my sister. If you'd like to have her,
okay.
You can have her.
Okay, great.
Which one? Does she get to
the
choose?
Oldest one.
Oh,
no,
boy.
I keep the young one. The young one's all mine.
Oh, man.
She can't hear me right now, but she goes, what are you talking about?
This is always the day where I'm like, come on. It's the day where Roger and I used to high-five each other as the only children. Dang it. Anyways, if you have a cute photo of your brother or sister, do feel free to post it.
You know, I might do that today.
You should.
I think I will,
too. I might do
Or maybe just holler at your parents. Tell them to get it cracking. Pop one out, no?
This would be the day where they would say, well, you can always have your friends over. We just love your friends.
Oh, wow.
Which was a good, you know what? That's a good fail-safe.
Sure.
Wear Pink Day, also trending. This is an international day against bullying, discrimination, homophobia, transphobia. It's all across the world, so people are going to be celebrating diversity by wearing pink today, a pink shirt in, you know, at work or at school or in their communities. Our very own Tom Jokic today has a lovely pink shirt on.
Nicely done, Tom.
Thank you.
Even the CN Tower was pink.
Yeah, yes, it was.
I always forget, you know, to wear green on St. Patrick's Day, but I found out about this yesterday, and I made a plan.
And it's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
You look very smart today.
I hate to say this, but I've been bullied. Have you been bullied?
Oh, yeah.
You've been bullied, Tom, Jamar, have you been
absolutely
bullied? Yeah, and it's now, I'm so glad that people are talking about it. And now what they're doing, I just saw this news story, is telling people, little kids, how to identify it and what to do, not just to be a person that's on, like, an onlooker, which is so good.
Yeah, to intervene.
Yeah.
That's great. It's very, very good.
So good.
And Ontario's new unofficially official slogan is all anyone seems to be talking about on social media because, of course, we know rumors were that they were changing yours to discover to something new. And that something new is apparently a place to grow. Mm. And this is a big throwback back all the way to the year 1967.
Don't you say that. That is so disrespectful.
It is. Because.
How dare you? Yes.
Any excuse to use my old voice, I love. I love.
I cannot wait till you get to be
well,
my age.
I never.
Can you
well,
imagine?
My old voice.
You think I'm cranky now. Anyway, so this is from Expo 67. And this was actually one of the catchiest songs because the second that A Place to Grow was announced, everyone instantly finished it with this.
Give us a place to stand and a place to grow.
Man.
Seriously, 1967, driving back from Montreal to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we would all start singing this song in the family car.
Marilyn, you and I were texting about this yesterday, and you said, hey, it was a good year.
It was a good year, 1967.
Man, if you played a tambourine in the 60s, you were a rock star. Did you hear all the tambourine?
Yeah. It's all up with people
kind of era,
you know?
Absolutely.
It was wild.
So full disclosure, I don't hate it. It's catchy. People are familiar with it, but a lot of people are still wondering why. Yeah. Why this was a big priority. Why is this such a huge thing in the province right now? So, I don't know. The debate is on. And also a lot of people pointing out that grow legalized marijuana.
Well, that's what when I looked at that, I went, how timely is that, a place to grow?
It's very timely.
But anyway, it's retro. It's fun. I'm okay with it. I know there's better spent money. You know what I mean?
So, you're going to start seeing this on license plates, and you might only be seeing this on the back license plates, because rumor has it we could be losing the front license plates in Ontario.
I don't think we should do that at all.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.